Hi everyone, you're listening to Us in Between with your host Tia Turner. And today I want to share with you all one of my songs called Dream from my album The Lady of the South Project Part 2. I'm sharing this song with you all because I just want to give others hope that, you know, you can dream a good dream and you can follow your dream for what it's really worth. And I really just pray and I really just hope that your dream is a good dream and that it's not a bad dream. And like, I just want to share with you like some of my complications and not being able to succeed the first time in my life with things, and that my name was a T name at the end. I was a Turner, and that I always was in like the back of the line, so that, you know, I dropped out of high school and stuff like that. And I didn't feel like, you know, I had enough what they consider patience in order for me to succeed like I should. So I just wanted to bring that up in case anybody else go through things like that where they don't feel like they're like, you know, patient enough. And like, you know, I want to wait, you know, to be the last person to call in line. And everybody else that has a name that's before my name, they get to go first. And then their life seems way much more happier than my life, which is someone who life, who name begins with a letter, you know, that's at sort of kind of end of the alphabet. So, you know, not to be like saying I'm trying to be irrelevant about my message, but like, you know, just keep a positive mind, you know, and let's be patient as well. I just want to add that too. So, and then I'm going to play my song Dream for you all. And then this is going to be the end of the segment for today, because it's not going to be like much that I really want to discuss. I believe last week I talked about weight loss. I could be bringing it back up again. Like I said, I've been eating a breakfast bar. Is very nutritional. You can get it at CVS. You can order it on Amazon. It's called Kind. It's K-I-N-D. The box, it comes like multicolored. It's gold, red, green, and blue. They have different kinds of it. The particular kind that I have been eating, it's a dark chocolate chunk, and I really like the one that has the almond milk in it. I believe I'm really interested in the almond milk now, y'all, instead of just like regular fat-free milk or regular whole milk with the red top. So, like, yeah, this particular bar, to me, is very nutritional. It's funny, I just want to share with y'all that I ordered some clothes. I ordered some clothes from a particular designer. I think I spoke to y'all about this designer. I believe her name is Akira or something like that. And I had ordered like $200 worth of clothing. And I mean, it was on sale, okay? And I was actually looking for some nice clothing for my video shoot that I was supposed to be doing. I got like a couple of shoots that's supposed to be coming up. And like, you know, I'm not doing too much because I had an issue where I can't do as much as I have done in my life. I used to be a professional entertainer, you know, I had permits that I can dance in certain clubs, you know, in different locations. But now I've been stopped dancing now ever since I've been with my fiance for at least maybe 2 years. So like, you know, but I love fashion, okay y'all, and I love to fit my clothes. I like to fit my clothes correctly. I don't like my stomach bulging. I don't like my breasts really sagging. You know, we all go through these things. Even I do go through the sagging breast thing too. I have 3 children. My daughters did breastfeed, and I mean, so I want to sort of kind of lift my breasts up. You know, I'm supposed to be having surgery because my breasts are causing my neck and my back to hurt a lot. So I'm supposed to be having surgery. But right now, I just ordered me some bras. And like I said, Akira, she has these fat, I mean, y'all, these nice clothing. I mean, they got this store at the mall. I just went over to Cumberland again because I had another B12 injection the other day. And I mean, when I say fat melted, y'all, this fat was just melting all off of my body, y'all, for real. And my clothes, what I had on, y'all, they was like falling off me. And this was like a 2-week process. It's like 14 days here. So I'm like, oh, yes, thank you, Jesus Christ. I really was able to conquer this. I mean, my back still hurts a little bit, but I was able to do this. I mean, one of my friends, he was looking at me like, you know, I wanted to say, he wanted to say to me, how do you do that? How do you just lose weight the way you do? So, like, you know, because I'm usually smaller built. I have a son that's like maybe 200-300 pounds, and you wouldn't even, like, she really birthed him. But I did, and you know, I always was big, muscles everywhere. So, like, you know, and whenever I slimmed down, you can't even believe I had a child at all. So the clothes, I don't know if y'all ever shopped at Shein. It's another clothing store, you know. I'm not trying to, you know, but I've been there. I shop these places. So the clothes fit small. I mean, you know, you wearing a large, you're supposed to be in a large, but the large in their collection is like a small or extra small or something. And so, like, when you're trying to get in it, you like busting all out the seam and all this type of stuff. So, like, you know, yeah, Akira, sort of the same. But I shedded weight, y'all, in 2 weeks. So I bought my clothes in large. I just so happened to buy the pants in the extra large, and I was big as all outdoors, and I squeezed my body in there, and I got in there. I kind of had to pull my stomach in real tight, like I was, like, suffocating myself, and then closed the buckle on it. So I was like, and then I got it on sale, so I couldn't send it back. So I was a little mad at them about that, because I was like, you know, I should be able to exchange the outfit for the right size. But I took the top, one of the tops. It was like the grace of God on the top. The top was too small. I mean, it really was too small. It supposed to have been a large, but it was fitting like an extra small or something. So I took it. I unloosened the back of it. I pulled the screen completely out. And then I made it so that this could actually fit my body. So I got lucky on that one. But I needed, like, at least a double XL. I got lucky. It don't look exactly the same as you want it to look. But it fits. But the back is sort of kind of out now. And it's not exactly the same little cute perfection that they had whenever, you know, I bought it. But it was either that or I would have to give it to my daughter. And my daughter really don't wear this type of outfit. So, you know, it's more like for me and not for her. So I was like, I'm going to have to make this outfit work, because I'm not finna spend all my money, and I'm not going to be just wasting my money. It's going to be either that or I'm going to have to lose fat right now. So, like, you know, I'm not going to get my B12 shot this week because I'm trying to save money. And, you know, about saving money, sometimes money has to be saved, okay? So no matter what, I got so much stuff in my life, so many clothes, so many shoes. I mean, you know, I got to wear the same shoes. But, like, you know, when I was working at my job, my last job, I worked at Amazon. And when I was working on my last job, I had the one of my supervisors spoke to me about, like, you know, the way we walk in the facility, and they just let me know, oh, you know, you got to change shoes at least every other day, because if you don't, I work it 4 days a week, so if you don't change your shoe every day, then your feet gonna be hurting, y'all. So, like, you know, there's something else I gotta admit about working. I only work 2 days a week now. I'm just working 2 days a week, and I'm doing my podcast here, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this like a community service, you know, something to do for the community, just communicating with the youth, communicating with others that are going through some of the things I'm going through, sending them positive messages. I also have been talking to some guests around the world so that, you know, we're not going to bring her on this session, but the next podcast that I do, I'm hoping that she's going to be available to get on with me, and that I just basically, you know, try to get to the point where we are communicating about, you know, allowing our people, no matter what people we are, you know what I'm saying? Because we're all family here up under the heavens, okay? So, you know, that's what I believe. I don't know what everyone else believe, but, you know, I'm sorry about my not giving y'all the number two to call in. Let me show y'all. Let me try to get y'all this number, because y'all probably don't know the number to call in. So when y'all listening, it's a number to call in. I'm actually get y'all to know exactly what time of day. Right now it's 2:37, and it's March the 26th. And the guest call in number, anytime you call into my show, is 40451. Hold on, I'm sorry, y'all. Let me go back on that one. It's 515-602-9624. I don't know nobody do 404 no more. My number 706. I used to live in Noonan. But the guest calling number again is 515-602-9624. So anytime that I send you all links, I got my people that's listening right now. I'm almost at 100 listeners, and it's been like almost 4 weeks for me. And I think that's pretty good. I'm almost getting like 25 people a week to listen to me, and that's pretty good. Like I said, one of my girls that's at her own radio station, I think it's Miss Chocolate Deluxe. She had a she was nominated for an award. I think I went over there and voted for her. I forgot her actual radio station information. I'm about to look that up for y'all right quick, because I'm gonna see if I can just do a shout out to her right quick on there and see exactly. Okay, I think it's WMQ PFM 107.3 with Miss Chocolate. And her shows, I believe, are on Sundays. So I actually host my shows on Saturdays. And then I do want to shout out the Queen Evelina Brown over at the Radio Cafe for what she's doing in the city of Atlanta. I really appreciate her. She's one of my besties that, you know, she's always having a positive message to give. She's on Instagram. She's on YouTube. I believe she's on TikTok. So you definitely can look her up on TikTok, because that's where I usually see her at. And that's where I'm listening to her. And I believe she's encouraging the youth. I think she's running some type of ads. I'm not gonna get all into it, because, you know, I don't know everything, okay? Like, you know, it's her radio station, it's her cafe, but, like, you know, I have been on one of her shows before, and she has my music playing over at her radio station, which she has my single. It's not a single, it was a single, but I have it on my album, The Lady of the South Project Part 2, and it's called None. So, like, yeah, y'all, I got me a little exclusive outing with you guys, where I got all my music published, and it's just turned up, honestly, you guys. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the legendary Tina Turner, but I love Tina. Like, you know, after the death of Tina, you know, God rest her soul and stuff like that, I just sort of happened to run into somebody that was able to publish me, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I was saying about your dreams. Like, you know, you're gonna find that person for real that's gonna get you out there. And then it was like, I'm almost 40 years old, but just because I'm almost 40 years old does not mean that I can't do something that I have always dreamed to do. And that was like singing. So I also did I registered with the United States, you guys. I'm going to be a national singer from now on. I'm a national singer and songwriter. Whenever that serial number comes back, you're going to be able to look me up online. You're going to see me in the any profile. I'm trying to get into some magazines, Billboard, you know, maybe New York Times, something like that. Like I said, I'm waiting on my fiance, because I need my man, y'all. I mean, y'all do what y'all do. Y'all want to be the little sad puppy dog women running around here for real, wet, whatever, and can't get none, then this y'all. But in my case, I got to get me some. It ain't got to get me pregnant, but it's going to have to touch it a little something, you know. And I'm sorry, you know, I ain't trying to be totally sexual. I'm just letting you know that the relationship has to be a positive relationship. It has to put a smile on my face, and it has to make me feel good about myself as a woman, okay? Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here for man, and that's what the Lord Almighty created me to be, here for him. So he need to get his body back to me, and that I'm just praying that he stays out of his situation so that he don't keep on leaving me unattended. Because I would really like for him to be a part of the show with me, and then, you know, help share things with the youth, and, you know, help share things with the society, and that we can communicate about things, you know. I want to address another situation with one of my friends that I communicated with, not to go off topic or anything like that, but I'm an African-American woman, okay, y'all? And I'm dating a Italian Puerto Rican man, okay? My man is sweet, y'all. I just want y'all to know he may be in trouble, but it's for something minor, you know? Like, you know, it's not even that serious. It's just that because of other issues that it grew, you know, into an extension of what they call a high crime. So, like, you know, I'm trying to get that worked out with him. But I want to talk about this with y'all. Please don't be offended. I know y'all are so offensive when somebody talk to y'all about race, okay? But race, you know, race, okay? Race. I'm talking to y'all about race, okay? Because one of my friends made a racist slur at me about my fiance and stuff like that. And I just wanted to remind him, okay, that it matters to me if you feel so sour about
you know, just race, okay? Like, you know, he a different race, and he really is. And that, you know, I love him. I don't, you know, I'm not racist. I love my man. I love my race man, whatever. I have dated an African-American man before, and it's fine. And I just wanted to remind my friend that, you know, you have other women too, not just the African-American women that also date the African-American men, just like me, African-American woman is dating, I believe he's Italian and Puerto Rican, but it's another way to say maybe European or something. So, like, you know, I got a Facebook page too. I'm Author Tia Turner on Facebook. So if you look me up on Facebook, underneath my post, I had a post from YouTube where they sort of kind of communicate with us. And I really didn't know this myself for real. I looked this up on YouTube. I just saw it. So I was so happy I saw it. It was like every time I talk to the Lord about something, he always send me something. And I was like, I'm going to look at this and I'm going to see what it was about. Y'all, it was real. It was real because the post, it communicated with me about race. Because I always want to know where the Chinese people came from. I was like, I'm not like understanding why, you know, what race and stuff like that. And, you know, what it was about and the differences and, you know, stuff like that. It's a very hard question, okay? So, like, you know, that was a very hard question, but the answer came to me on YouTube, okay? YouTube just so happened to have all type of information for us out here. So, what happened was that, yeah, underneath my post is something about Asians, okay? And so I looked at that, and it talked about the Asians. And I was so happy, y'all. I was just singing hallelujah to the Lord. I was like, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for teaching me, Lord. Because I had that question in my mind, in the back of my head. And I just want to say, you know, I even knew that some of my people, you know, the Chinese people and stuff like that, we love Chinese people, y'all. You can't tell us to stop eating their food, even if somebody reported that they were chopping dogs and cats up. So, like, you know, we was like, I'm still eating my Chinese food. I go to a restaurant, y'all, for real, over there off of Bankhead Highway. And I mean, y'all, they got the chicken bones, okay? So that we still eat they rice. Somebody said they be spitting in the rice, okay? But it be so good that you ain't even mad. I'm just going to say, if you listening, don't spit in my rice for real, all right? We both know that's nasty. I don't really want to eat your spit. So anyway, those people, y'all, are so special, though, for real, right? And I'm going to just tell y'all, in case y'all did not follow the YouTube or did not follow the post on my Facebook, is that they said that the Chinese people actually, you know, we all was Noah's children. Okay, just like Jesus. I know y'all know Jesus. I love Jesus. Y'all can't stop me from saying the name of Jesus. So Jesus, he went all the way back to Adam himself. And I was laughing at Jesus too. I was like, thank you, Jesus. We all know how to go back to Adam. So Noah himself, that's why I was telling my friend, I was like, you know, we all God children, okay? We brothers and sisters no matter what. You know, we've been split up for a while. You know, that's a good thing. Like, you know, so we don't ask for no incest and no negativity. But, like, you know, and all that wickedness, okay, y'all? You know, a lot of wickedness was on the earth one day, for real. We got to, you know, stop all that evil negativity, okay? For real, okay? So that's why I do date outside my race, because I don't like to think that I'm sleeping with one of my father's sons or, you know, stuff like that, you know. And I'm not trying to be rude, but it's like we have those type of issues in our family relationships where our parents, you know, they be doing things and then we are not able to keep up with the things that they do, okay? So, you know, we have a lot of unfaithfulness out here in the world. But, yeah, we talk about how Noah had Ham, Shem, and Japheth. So then I believe they said Japheth was the father of the Asians. And then I think they said Ham was the father of the blacks, okay? They called them just black. I'm black too, but I don't have very, very, very dark skin. And I love people, okay? It don't matter to me your skin dark or not. You my family, okay? So, like, I just want want to remind you that it's not a, you know, thing that says that just because I'm black, I don't like white people, or just because I'm white, I don't like black people, okay? So I just want to remind you. So I'll be like, with the Asians, okay, even for my fiance, he had the same question just like me, okay? He want to know, you know, how did I become the Spanish person, and why did I, because I'm the first person in the world. That's my fiance, y'all. He's so beautiful, though, for real. Like, he really does have this beautiful character, and I really wish that he'll just keep up the good character and that he don't get a chance to, like, mess it up with other things. So, like, his people also was considered the European people that came from the Asians. So that the Asians, they did birth the light skin. So that they had come out with the lighter skin for some, yeah. So I was just letting you know that even I had to put that in there just so that they remember that the light skins came from the Asians. And that the Asians' mother was, you know, just looking at the podcast, you can look it up on YouTube so that you can get a better idea. And just like I said, it related to the Holy Bible. So that, you know, I was laughing at it for real, because I was like, oh, okay. I was like, so you related to the Holy Bible? And I mean, somebody like in Asia wanted to say yes. I mean, what do you think? So, like, you know, yeah, I'm related to the same Bible as you. So then that was sort of kind of how it was, like, you know, just looking at the video that was there on YouTube, because it was communicating with, you know, people out of the Bible and things of that nature. Like, you know, they had names and, you know, they let you know who they were. I think they called them the Gentiles, honestly, okay, y'all? So then, you know, we're not mad at none of that. You know, the Lord said that he was the Lord of all. You know, the Lord of the Gentiles as well. We believe all of that. And I'm thankful. And I just wanted to put that in there so that we all remember that racism is only something that is here for us as far as we are growing and separating ourselves from incest and wickedness. Okay. So, yes, there are other people in the world that are not like our actual brothers and sisters. Okay. Like, you know, you're not my mom and daddy children. So, like, you know, not saying that you should not get along with your mother and daddy children, but you should also get along with other people. And that's all I'm saying. You know, let's love all of us. And as I continue, y'all, I don't even know where I'm at right now. I'm trying to catch my time. So, yeah, I'm almost at 20-some minutes here, and I'm just keep going on, and I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with you right quick before I leave, and actually play my single that I have that was recorded by recording studio out here in Forest Park. So yeah, I really did appreciate them out there. I think I was working with what they call Big Jim on the beat. Big Jim was on the beat, and I think the engineer that was actually on this song was Big Tank Wrecking or something like that. But this guy, he really awesome, y'all. He be all over the place. He be in California. He be everywhere. I tried to contact him for real. Maybe I could have had him hosted on one of my shows, because, you know, like I said, you know, you got to do what you got to do, y'all. Like, you know, let's do something positive around here. Let's not be doing things negative around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like I said, and I'm not trying to be rude, I was listening to one of the rappers that was out, you know, and he was on YouTube, because I've been going through some stuff myself. That's the reason I was listening. And I got in trouble myself, just like my fiance. So, you know, I just want to say, people do get in trouble, y'all, okay? So, like I said, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm not good, but I do love everyone, whether you've been bad or you've been good, okay? And that's right. I'm just saying, I saw some negative things, and I don't want to lie. I don't like people that go so far. Like, you know, I don't really believe in killing people and stuff like that either, y'all. Like, you know, especially you mad or whatever, I pray. I don't have no gun. I don't have no weapon that I want to use against somebody. You know what I'm saying? I'm praying for us. Like, you know, I'm praying that we can get along better. When we can't get along, I'm sorry that we can't. But just I pray that we can separate ourselves from each other in a respectful way and continue to love ourselves and each other, and that we don't just feel like we want to hurt one another. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I didn't make this world, the Lord did. So however he has it planned, that it go. I just wish that nothing negative happened to me, my family, my friends. because my grandma, she lived, she was like 88 or 89, you know what I'm saying? And I don't think she had no type of problem. She knew how to pick up a pan of hot grease. And then y'all know not to even try me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not even with it. I don't like all that negativity. So that's why my song is a positive song. I don't really believe in actual negative music, but I do got some music. Like I said, I was a dancer and I was told to make music because I was raised by BK, okay? My ex, one of my exes was from New York. So, like, you know, when I was with him, we had a studio and stuff like that. And, you know, he was able to record me himself. I'm not messing with him for real. I'm not even finna call his name because he kind of made me mad a little bit. So, like, you know, I'm not gonna really just go there with him. But like I said, I did fill out for my registration nationally so that I am a singer, Tia Turner. And I'm also your host today. And I graduated from Full Sail University as a media communicator. And that I just love communicating with others and sharing with others so that they can kind of get a feel of, like, you know, positive people like me. So, like, you know, just in case you don't meet nice people every day that don't feel like they want to cuss you out or curse at you for any reason, that I want to say, watch y'all mouth, okay? Like, you know, stop using all that negative languages for real to communicate. Because, like I said, one day I was on the train and this lady, she was in the middle of a phone call. I just got out of work and she was doing all this cursing in my ear. And I was like, man, that hurt it so bad, man. My car broke down, y'all, for real, man. My head gasket blowed. I'm trying to buy me a new engine. So, like, you know, I'm trying to go to work, and I'm just saying, I'm coming home from work, and I'm like, I'm tired. I've been to work for 10 hours a day, bro. I'm so tired. Please don't curse. I ain't made it home all the way. I don't know where she was coming from, but she hadn't hard to work because she just cursed way too much, and I was tired for real. So, anyway, y'all, that's going to be it for me for now. And then I'm going to play my song for y'all so y'all can listen to that. I hope y'all really do enjoy. Y'all can check me out. I'm on all media sites. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat at the moment, but I am on Spotify. You can get me on, I think I said Instagram. So, you know, you can basically just look me up, The Lady of the South Project Part 2. And then you type in my name, Tia Turner. And then all my music should pop up for you. I got 5 songs on the album. Check it out. I do want to, like I said, get in the magazines and stuff like that, get myself out there. I don't know if I'm gonna be doing too many shows, but I'm just, like I said, I'm just pursuing my dreams and making myself happy, you know what I'm saying? So y'all do the same thing out there. Love you. Peace, prosperity. Later.